Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ambulances rushed to the scene of an Israeli airstrike that targeted a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut's southern suburbs late on Tuesday in what the Israeli military said was retaliation for a cross-border rocket attack 3 days before that killed 12 children and teenagers. A loud blast was heard and a plume of smoke could be seen rising above the southern suburbs, a stronghold of the Iran-backed Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, a witness said. Protests in Venezuela spread on Tuesday as anger grew over the awarding of Sunday's election to President Nicolas Maduro, despite opposition claims they had clinched a landslide victory. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The opposition's numbers are sharply different to the country's Electoral Commission, which called the election for Maduro with 51% of the vote. Machado called on supporters to gather in front of UN offices in Caracas on Tuesday, while Maduro's campaign manager has called on their supporters to march Tuesday as well. Venezuela's defense minister has warned against allowing a repeat of the, quote, terrible situations of 2014, 2017, and 2019. In those years, anti-government protesters took to the streets and hundreds were killed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Anti-government activists across Venezuela are toppling giant statues of Hugo Chavez to express their anger over the alleged stealing of elections by the late president's hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro. A video shows one such monument being torn down, then dragged by motorcycles across a plaza before being set on fire. It's not the first time monuments honoring Chavez have been attacked. The simultaneous nature and the high number of attacks underscores the depth